You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our first piece is part of our regular fortnightly segment, our Action Station. Trishul spoke to Dr. Nikki Jackson from the Alcohol Health Watch about the minimisation bill for alcohol. Here he is now.
I had you on the show a month ago to discuss the alcohol harm minimisation bill that Chloe Swarbrick introduced into Parliament. For those that might have missed that broadcast, would you be able to discuss why it's important to push for a bill such as this, and especially using Action Station as a platform?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I work at alcohol harm reduction and opportunities to strengthen our alcohol laws. Those opportunities come few and far between. So we had our liquor laws implemented in 2012 and they failed to reduce our harm from alcohol in our communities. So this is an opportunity to right the wrongs and to strengthen our liquor laws in relation to two key aspects of alcohol use and harm: the availability of alcohol in our neighbourhoods, so the number of liquor outlets, the hours that they're open, and also alcohol advertising, particularly that through broadcast sport in New Zealand. So this bill seeks to give communities greater say over policies around alcohol availability in their neighbourhood, because those policies have been really thwarted by alcohol retailers who have endlessly challenged and used their legal resources to fight these policies. And the other aspect of the bill is to end alcohol sponsorship in broadcast sport. So two key things that can really start to turn the tide towards a culture and environment that is not as much as promoting heavy drinking. It's supporting New Zealanders to actually reduce their alcohol use.
And how has this been met in terms of the public response, knowing that New Zealand has the drinking culture that it has?
Well, you know, I've really been great to see the appetite for change coming out through the public. We knew through public opinion surveys that there was a strong appetite for change. We knew that, and that's why we started this campaign called Pass the Bill with Hapai Tohora, New Zealand's largest Māori public health provider. So we knew that the research was showing that there's strong public support. So what we did was to utilise, you know, Action Station, which is a fantastic platform, to give opportunities the chance to say, we support you MPs in making our liquor laws stronger. So getting behind them to say, when this comes to be voted on next month in Parliament, I want you to support this bill and I want you to get this across the line. And so we've had two components to our campaign. It's been around the community platform of a petition through Action Station. So we've got over 3,000 signatures already calling on MPs to support the bill. And on our other website, passthebill.org.nz, where you can sign the petition. But individuals and organisations can also sign an open letter calling on MPs to support the bill. And I tell you what, we've had hundreds of organisations sign up to this. This is principals of schools who see the harm. It's victim support, it's Women's Refuge, it's Child Poverty Action Group, City Mission, through to, you know, Mental Health Foundation, addiction services, health services, medical colleges, social service agencies like the Salvation Army. The breadth of support for this bill has just been overwhelming, and it's been so great to see all of this.
Extending that support, what have conversations looked like between local governments like the Auckland Local Council and just the enthusiasm around getting this change going through?
Yeah, well, the momentum across local government has been unstoppable. So from March, when the first notice of motion was put forward by Councillor Josephine Bartley at Auckland Council to endorse this harm minimisation bill, it was voted on, supported unanimously by Auckland Council in March. 2 weeks later, it was supported by Christchurch City Council. Then we've had Whanganui District Council, Hamilton City Council. We've had Palmerston North, we've had New Plymouth, we've had Waipa, we've had Hauraki. We've got two other councils voting on the bill coming up. It really has been unstoppable. The appetite for local government wanting to see them being able to put their community wishes ahead of that of the alcohol retailers has been phenomenal. And local government, we're now in a position where more than half of New Zealanders live in a council area where their council endorses this harm minimisation bill. So when it comes to be voted on in September next month, potentially September, maybe October, these MPs need to enter that debating chamber knowing that they've got council support, they've got support from a whole range of organisations, they've got thousands of New Zealanders that have signed a petition, all calling or supporting MPs for stronger alcohol laws. I think that's a really great place to be in, I think.
What has been some of the struggles or like the challenges with pushing the harm minimization bill, whether that be from sponsorship sides or like, because especially I know that marketing can be a challenge in that aspect.
Challenging for a number of aspects. And I think there have been challenges in this campaign. One, with any bill, it's about the technicalities of what the bill includes and what it doesn't include. And I think even talking to local councils or talking to MPs, there has been a lot of misperception about how far this bill goes. It doesn't end all alcohol sponsorship of sport. And that's, and sometimes what we've seen in the media is the way that this is written up. In fact, this bill only goes as far as broadcast sport, which is only a component of all of the sport that's out there. There's also been a lot of misinformation about how much it would cost to buy out some of this sponsorship, that, you know, that the sky would fall in if some of these teams were no longer sponsored by alcohol companies. And actually, our research shows that that's not likely to be the case. So there's been a lot of misinformation about how far the bill goes, how much it would impact sport at a grassroots level. I think what I've also been a bit concerned about has been the language or the framing in which this bill has been put forward. So even as late as last week, this termed in the media as the anti-alcohol bill. It's not the anti-alcohol bill. It's the pro-health, pro-equity, pro-children's rights, pro-evidence bill. This is an anti-alcohol harm bill. We want to reduce the level of harm in this country. It's not been anti-alcohol. And so we're competing against this narrative of that it's anti-alcohol. It's not. But we're not out to have prohibition. We want less harm in our societies, and we particularly want less harm in our communities that experience disproportionate levels of harm. So that's particularly at Aotearoa, our Māori, our Pacifica, and our low-income communities. So this is a pro-equity, pro-fairness bill, but it has been framed up as very much as if we're a nanny state trying to get rid of alcohol, and that's not the case at all.
And what are some of like the next steps in terms of, you've talked about the consultation and that's happening September, October, but where's the hope that this is going to make it through?
Well, as you say, we have its first reading coming up, and that could be within the next month or two. So please, listeners out there, I encourage you to go to passthebill.org.nz and sign the petition. We want to launch this petition in September on the steps of Parliament, and we want as many signatures to that petition as possible to send a really, really strong message. Then if it passes its first reading, it goes straight to Select Committee, where every New Zealander can have their say on this bill. So we will be encouraging everybody to put in a submission on this bill. Then it goes to a second reading, hopefully it passes that and goes to third reading. And then there'll be a period of time until these provisions are put in place, because to end alcohol sponsorship of broadcast sport, we need to have a transition period for this to happen. But if it was to happen, it would be great for Aotearoa, and it would also be great for other countries who are also trying to put these kind of provisions in place. But we're all struggling to get these good policies across the line because, as you say, marketing is a hard restriction to get across. The alcohol lobby, you know, is fiercely opposes any restrictions to their advertising. So we've got a big, big lobby to go against here, but this has to be about people before profit. And I hope that listeners do go and sign the petition and make sure that people are put first, ahead of the alcohol lobby and ahead of the alcohol retailers that have been appealing all of these policies around the country.
That was Trishel speaking to Dr. Nikki Jackson about the Alcohol Harm Minimisation Bill for this week's Our Action Station.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.